Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys today, talking plenty of college football. We got Michael Katz standing by as we will dive into the showdown in Oxford this weekend between Georgia and Ole Miss. We'll break down the rest of the college football card, look at some of my favorite bets for the weekend, also look at the rest of Week 10 in the NFL. Some really good matchups this week, some bets that I like for the upcoming week. We'll dive into tonight's NBA slate. No games yesterday. We got a really good slate tonight. We will look into that. Lucy Burge going to join us later on in the show as well for Model Making Money, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, college football, NFL, NBA, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Michael Katz joins us, covers Ole Miss athletics for the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. Give him a follow on X at Michael L. Katz. And Michael, obviously last night we had the first reveal of the college football playoff rankings. Ole Miss comes in at number 16. Did you feel like that was probably going to be right around the area where you thought the Rebels would be at that reveal last night?
Yeah, I think just based on where they are in this season, 15 or 16 felt about right. I thought maybe 14 if the committee really, I guess, respected their losses and looked at those Arkansas and South Carolina wins as being impressive. But I think that's right about where I expected them. I know that people have their qualms with the AP poll, but it's usually not too different from that, and that seemed to be the case yesterday as well.
Right now, obviously, a lot of people feel like Ole Miss, to make the college football playoff, have to win out. They have the big game against Georgia upcoming on Saturday. They're currently plus 140 to make the college football playoff. Do you feel pretty confident in saying that if Ole Miss does win out the rest of their games, that you think they'll be in the playoff?
Yeah, I mean, I said when the season started, if this team manages to go 10-2, it's hard to see them not getting in just based on the schedule and the SEC and, you hate to say it, but the narrative. I think that it would be good for college football if you get a Lane Kiffin team in there, and I think a lot of people probably feel that way for the entertainment value and the sort of stories that come from that. But yeah, I mean, it's they dug themselves a little bit of a hole. I don't think anyone's surprised that they have one loss right now, but I think two right now was a little shocking. That Kentucky one has not aged particularly well with Kentucky falling off. LSU, you know, it's a game you never trailed, and it's a game you lost on the road at one of the toughest places to play. So, you know, that one isn't a huge shock. So, you know, you know, Jackson Dart, after you know, after the LSU game, he said we have to win out. That's what we have to do, and they're still in a spot. You know, if you beat Georgia, you're right back in it. And of course, yes, you still have a game at Florida, and you still have a game in the Egg Bowl, and everyone knows the Egg Bowl has never been normal once, so weird things happen in that game. But, you know, if you're able to take care of business, and the same team that came out against Arkansas comes out against Georgia, you're going to give yourself a shot. So long way to say, I think that if they're able to get 10 wins, I think it'd be really hard to leave them out.
Michael, I mean, I've been previewing this game the last couple days, and, you know, I like Georgia in the game for the simple fact. I just feel like this Ole Miss-Georgia game is kind of the SEC version of Ohio State and Penn State and what we saw on Saturday. You know, like, Penn State never wins that kind of game, and since Lane Kiffin's been in Oxford, like, Ole Miss just doesn't win this game. I'm sure plenty of fans feel that way as well. So what's going to be the difference for Ole Miss to finally get over the hump and win this game on Saturday? What do you think it's going to take?
You know, all off season, and it goes back to last year's Georgia game when they, you know, it was a top 10 matchup and Ole Miss got smoked. It was 52-17 or whatever it was. And after that game, Lane Kiffin said, he was asked, you know, how what's the next step for this program? And he said, we need to get more talented. And that's what they did all off season. It was load up in the transfer portal, especially on the lines of scrimmage. That defensive line, that's a top three group in the country. They got better on the offensive line. Yeah, obviously they got talent other places, but they look different up front than they did last year. And that's not by accident. It's so you can try to win these games against the powerhouses like Georgia. And so I think, you know, listen, if you look at quarterback, Jackson Dart's playing great. If you look at the skill positions, you know, the receivers, you know, running back's a little bit thin right now for Ole Miss, but you know, the receivers are elite, especially if Trey Harris can play. I think it's going to come down to the line of scrimmage again. You know, if that gap is closed from where it was last year, and that's really been the goal all offseason in this team's roster construction, they're going to be in a good spot. I really don't know, you know, because I haven't seen Georgia up close this year. I don't know what that line of scrimmage looks like. I do know that Ole Miss, for the most part, has not been overmatched on the line of scrimmage this year, but obviously Georgia's a little bit different. So I really think it's going to come down to the offensive and defensive lines. If Ole Miss has caught up there, I think they're in a really good spot because their skill positions are about as good as anybody's.
The total in this game, Michael, I think is really interesting. It's at 54.5. As you know, the last couple of years, Ole Miss has actually been a really good under team. Like, we think of Lane Kiffin and his offenses, and we just think they get in shootouts all the time. I know they were in one last week against Arkansas, but for a majority of the last couple of years, Ole Miss has played lower scoring games than expected. Do you expect that we see another lower scoring game against Georgia, or do you think Ole Miss maybe found something last week against Arkansas? Do you think this is maybe a game that we see in the 30s?
I mean, let's be clear. That was the best the offense has looked in SEC play by far last week. We saw them do things they had not done previously in terms of just spreading the field, Jackson Dart's deep ball accuracy, things of that nature. But if you've looked at this Ole Miss team throughout the season, the defense has been a strength. I mean, that's been what has saved them in a lot of games and kept things close. The offense has had its ups and downs this year, so you know Georgia is you know they're going to play good defense. It's going to be a lot different than Arkansas. I'm not expecting this to be one of those 10-7 games, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a little on the lower end, just because I think the strength of both teams, and like, how often do we say this about an Ole Miss team under Lane Kiffin? The strength is the defense, and that's going to be the case with Georgia too. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a little bit lower than maybe anticipated, just because I think it's going to play to the strength of both teams.
Which players in this game you think are going to be an X factor for Ole Miss? Like, do you think Jackson Dart's running ability could be an X factor in this game? Do you think Henry Parrish, establishing him on the ground, one of the receivers, whether it's Harris, whether it's Watkins, Priest-Corn, the tight end, like, who's the guy or maybe the two guys that you think really are going to need to step up for them?
I don't think Ole Miss can win this game unless Jackson Dart has one of those quote-unquote Heisman sort of games. You know, he has been great this year. He's leading the nation in a ton of categories. He's been as efficient as he's ever been. But, you know, especially right now with, you know, the running game has been a little bit up and down this year. Henry Parrish is you know, their leading rusher. He's not even going to be available for this game. So you're even thinner than you were running the ball. You're going to need Jackson to do some Superman kind of stuff, I think. And, you know, these are the sorts of games that you brought him in for. As a high-profile transfer, he's in his third year here. I imagine he understands the gravity of the situation. You know, he's not going to be a guy who tries to do too much, but I do think that if Ole Miss is going to win this game, he is going to have one of those games that people remember for a long time.
Michael, prediction time. What do you think happens on Saturday? Does Ole Miss finally win one of these big games, or do you think Georgia takes it on Saturday?
I think it's going to be a really close game, but, you know, I'm a big, you know, the past is a good indicator of the future. It's hard to see Georgia losing. They've seen it all, and yes, they've lost the game this year, and that was a game that they came back and won. They have one of the best wins in college football on the road at a very, very good Texas team. They're not going to be rattled by the situation. They're still super talented. I think it's going to be a very, very close game that could come down to a few plays in the fourth quarter. But just the gut says this seems like a game that Georgia's going to have a really good chance in.
It's going to be fun. Can't wait for it. Saturday afternoon in Oxford, Georgia and Ole Miss. He's Michael Katz, does great work covering Ole Miss athletics for the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. Give him a follow on X at Michael L. Katz. Michael, really appreciate the time. Enjoy the game on Saturday, and hope to catch up again with you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You got it. All right, great stuff there from Michael Katz as we keep it rolling here on Send It In, talking some college football. It is a Wednesday, so I'll get in to the over that I like the best, the under, favorite underdog, and the outright winner that I like upcoming on Saturday. We'll start with the over that I like the best in Week 11 of college football. It's going to be number 25 Army against North Texas. It's a high total at 63.5. Anytime in college football, we get these games where we get a military academy team like Army that wants to run, going up against North Texas that just wants to throw. Whenever we kind of get that contrast, a heavy run team versus a heavy pass team, I always love taking the over. It feels like those kind of games are usually shootouts. North Texas is a dead over team. They throw the ball like 50 times a game. They average over 40 points. They don't have a very good defense. And Army, their offense has been very good this year. The only caveat to this game is you got to make sure that Army quarterback Bryson Daly is going to play in this game. He was out this past week against Air Force, and their offense, as you would imagine, didn't look the same. He's a really good quarterback, and when these schools like Army and Air Force and Navy, when they're at their best, when they're having good seasons, it's all about the quarterback, because obviously the quarterback in a wishbone does everything. He makes so many decisions. He has to feel the game out a certain way, has to make some throws at certain times too. So if Bryson Daly plays, I love this over. I would still lean that way with the backup, maybe wouldn't bet it, but if Daly goes like I think he will, love the over between North Texas and Army. The under that I like a lot is going to be Michigan and Indiana under 49.5. We know the story with Michigan this season. Defense is pretty good. They have been searching for answers on offense all season long. And Indiana, they've kind of been steamrolling teams like Michigan that have struggled against their defense this season. Michigan has been prone to have turnovers this year. They can't have a successful passing game. They can't have a consistent passing game. I think going up against Indiana, they're really going to struggle in that aspect of the game. So the Hoosiers are at home. Their defense has been really good. I think unless Indiana scores 40 points in this game, I think we're going to cash this bet. You know, obviously the total at 49.5. If Indiana just wins 35-14 somewhere in that neighborhood, we're going to cash our bet. I don't see Michigan scoring more than 14 points in this game. I think a Michigan team total under is a good look as well. Indiana doesn't turn the ball over. They always win the turnover battle. They wait for the other team to make mistakes. They're going to win the field position battle. Michigan's just going to have a tough time scoring in this game. So we'll take Indiana-Michigan under at 49.5. The favorite that I like the best is obviously Georgia, -2.5 against Ole Miss. We've talked about it the last couple days, talked about it a little bit with Michael as well. Look, Ole Miss is a really good team, and I certainly think they can keep this game close, and I think they can hang around. It is interesting that we have not really seen much line movement, that this game has not touched 3. It hasn't touched 3.5 like I maybe thought it would. It stayed right there at 2.5. However, it's pretty good two-way action on both sides. There are a lot of people betting Ole Miss in this game. I get Carson Beck hasn't looked good. I get he hasn't struggled. But man, I'm just trusting Kirby Smart and Georgia, who've been in this spot time and time again. They know how to win these games, where Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss have not proven us that they can do that. So I will take Georgia -2.5. Underdog that I like, for Saturday is going to be South Florida +3 against Navy. Navy is kind of starting to reel a little bit here in the later part of the season. We're undefeated, got off to a great start, and then they got exposed by Notre Dame, got crushed in that game. Then they followed it up with a bad loss to Rice. They were favored by 11 points in that game. They lost by 2 touchdowns, and now they are here again, another road game, playing up against a South Florida team that's really good. The Bulls are +3. I just think they're the better team. I think Navy's going to have a really tough time stopping South Florida's offense. I think the Bulls get enough stops, so we'll take South Florida at +3. And then the outright winner this week, I think BYU is on upset alert going up against Utah. Now, I was making a promise to myself the last couple weeks that the two teams I would not fade anymore were Indiana and BYU. Those just feel like the two teams, regardless of the spot, regardless of the line, regardless of whether or not they look like the right spot, those two teams are a couple every year in college football. They just have that magical feel to them, that they just cover every spread and find ways to win game. But I'm going back to the well one more time, because even though BYU's undefeated, even though they feel disrespected and they're having a great season, man, Utah is one of the toughest places to play in the country, especially at night and especially when it's a rivalry game. It's the Y versus the U. When BYU and Utah go up against one another, the total's at 40.5. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be low scoring. Utah was favored to win the Big 12 at the beginning of the year. They're obviously not going to win the Big 12 this year. This is kind of one of those games where even though they've had a disappointing season, this is something that they can hang their hat on. This is one of those games where if we're not going to make it, we're going to take you with us to make sure that you don't make it to the college football playoff either. Give me Utah outright +150. It's not often we get the Utes as home underdogs. I'm going to take them on Saturday against BYU. All right, let's talk some NFL here on Send It In. So we dive into the rest of the slate in Week 10. We got the Minnesota Vikings at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Minnesota's a team that I'm going to fade here over the next 3 weeks. This is going to be the first of a three-game road trip that Minnesota has coming up. I just don't know if the Jags are the team that I want to fade them with. Jacksonville got the cover last week against Philadelphia. They were down 22-0 in that game, and then just a quick flip. Jacksonville got right back in it and managed to cover. It hasn't been easy, though, covering these spreads with the Jags, whether it was against the Packers and they barely covered, whether it was against the Eagles and they barely covered. Trevor Lawrence just isn't good, and him and that offense going up against this Brian Flores defense, I just think is really problematic. So it would be Minnesota or pass for me. I'm probably going to stay away, but I couldn't take the Jags in that game. Los Angeles Chargers, I think, are a great teaser like this week, -1.5 going up against the Titans. The Chargers are just that kind of team that beats the team that they're supposed to beat. They're so well coached. They're really good defensively. They wait for you to make the turnovers. They run the football. They know what their identity is, and they're just going to do that with the Tennessee Titans. Like, that Titans offense, Mason Rudolph, they're going to have Will Levis, whoever it is, they're going to have a ton of turnovers against the Chargers. LA is going to run the ball. They're going to get out of there. They're going to get the win. LA in a teaser leg, -1.5, one of my favorite teasers of the week. Philadelphia -7.5 at Dallas this week. Philadelphia, I think a lot of people will think, is a good teaser like this week as well. Look, obviously these two teams are trending in different directions. Philadelphia has looked great the last couple weeks, certainly against Cincinnati a couple weeks ago. Dallas just continue. The injuries continue to pile up. They are not playing good football. Mike McCarthy's a dead man walking at this point, just waiting for the season to be over so they can move on to a different head coach. At the end of the day, though, this is a rivalry game. 7.5 is a lot of points, especially for a team to lay on the road. And Cooper Rush, I mean, when he has started games for Dallas in his career, it's been very good against the spread. He's also been 5-1 straight up. So I don't think Dallas wins this game, but it's still a rivalry game. It's still an NFC East game. It feels like everybody's abandoned ship on Dallas at this point. It would only be Cowboys or pass for me. Maybe if we get a +8, I might buy in on Dallas. Really interesting game in Arizona this week between the Jets and the Cardinals. It feels like we were all off the Jets after their loss to the Patriots, and then they win a Thursday night game against a banged-up Houston team, and now everybody's saying, well, what if the Jets run the table? What if the Jets maybe go on a little bit of a win streak and get themselves back into this picture? I'm not going to play that game. Arizona's playing really well. They've won 3 straight. Their defense is playing good. They're running the ball well. Marvin Harrison Jr. is finally starting to get acclimated to the NFL a little bit. I like Arizona in this spot, folks. I'd take them on the money line, minus -120 against the Jets. Detroit Lions, who just continue to cover spreads every single week, -3.5 on the road this week against Houston. I mean, look, people that bet Detroit every week are going to just continue to bet Detroit. They look like the best team in football at this point. Their offense has been great. They're back indoors this week. Houston's obviously banged up. If Nico Collins plays in this game for Houston, then I'll bet the Texans. If he doesn't, it's probably going to be a pass for me. But I think Collins is that important in this game. If Stroud doesn't have his top two receivers again, it's going to be tough for them to move the ball. If he has Collins, then that's going to be a big deal. So for me, wait and see on Nico Collins before I get involved in Lions and Texans. And then finally, Monday Night Football, Dolphins and the Rams. Man, we have seen some line movement. Somebody came in, some group came in and absolutely jammed the Dolphins this morning. There are some professionals, some sharp money that's coming in on Miami, and I don't really understand it. I like the Rams. Feels like the Dolphins, the last 2 weeks with Tua back into the lineup, have exerted a lot of energy. They have tried everything to win those games. They've fallen up short against Arizona and Buffalo. I just don't know how much more Miami's got left in the tank. I think the Rams are the better team. They're getting hot. They're starting to win some of these games, so I like the Rams in a -120, -1 on the spread against Miami. All right, a promo from our friends now at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before. With BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash, no opt-in required. How does it work? You place first game. You place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you get your stake back in cash. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling now as we talk some NBA here on Send It In. Go a little off the glass. Got a loaded slate tonight in the association. We'll start with the Magic and the Pacers. Ever since Paolo Banchero got hurt for Orlando, they have not been the same team. They're really struggling to score, and now they go up against a really good offensive team on the road tonight in Indiana. I like the Pacers. I'd lay the 5.5 with Indy. Pistons and Hornets tonight in Charlotte. Hornets favored by 1.5. The total is 222.5. What a gross game. Two of the worst teams in the NBA. Not touching this one. That is going to be a stay away for me. Knicks, 7.5-point favorites on the road tonight in Atlanta. Taking on the Hawks, a total of 226.5. The Hawks this season have kind of been a weird team. They've lost to the Wizards twice. They've also gotten blown out by OKC and Boston. They kind of have not been good against some of the top-tier teams in the NBA. They're playing another one of those top-tier teams in the NBA tonight in the Knicks. I know New York's laying a big number on the road, but I would lay it with the Knicks at 7.5. Warriors and Celtics, a finals rematch from a couple years ago. Boston, 6.5-point favorites against Golden State. Obviously, the Celtics are one of the best teams in the NBA, if not the best team. They're off to a great start this year. I would lay the 6.5 with them. I've always thought that Boston has always been one of the teams in the NBA that can match up the best with Golden State and the scheme and the offense that they run because of their wings and how good a defenders that they are. I think they show that again tonight. So I like Boston -6.5. Give me the San Antonio Spurs as 6.5-point dogs tonight against the Rockets in Houston. So this is crazy. This is the eighth game of the season. This is already the third time that the Spurs and the Rockets are playing each other. The first two meetings have been decided by 3 points and 5 points. We're getting the Spurs at 6.5 tonight. I'll take San Antonio to keep it close. Lakers and Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. Grizzlies are 1.5-point favorites. The total is 230.5. Lakers are 3-0 at home this season. They're 1-3 on the road. Much different team away from LA than when they are back at home. Grizzlies, obviously, a very good home team throughout the years. I like Memphis tonight, -125 on the money line. Cleveland Cavaliers, unbeaten this year in the Eastern Conference. They're 8-0 straight up, 7-1 against the spread. 7.5-point favorites tonight on the road in New Orleans. It's time to start fading Cleveland after getting off to such a great start against the spread. I mean, they are peak value right now in the market. This is where you sell high on the Cavs. I'll take New Orleans tonight at +7.5. Chicago and Dallas tonight taking on the Mavericks. Dallas 9.5-point favorites. The total is 236.5. Pretty high total. I like the over in this game. Think we get some points. Chicago's going to have no answers for Dallas on the defensive end. So I will take the over, 236.5 in that one. Great game tonight in Denver. OKC, 6.5-point favorites on the road against the Nuggets. Feels like a lot of points. I know OKC is the better team, especially in the regular season, but I'll take the Nuggets as home dogs. Heat are in Phoenix tonight taking on the Suns. Suns are 5.5-point favorites. The total is 222.5. Looking at a player prop in this game, Kevin Durant over 23.5 points. He's gone over that in 5 of 7 games this season. We'll take the over points for KD. Give me the under 216.5 tonight in Clippers and 76ers. Two good coaches with Ty Lue and Nick Nurse, two teams that are struggling at the moment. I like the defensive struggle in this game. Give me the under 216.5. And finally, give me the Sacramento Kings at home, laying 11.5 against the Toronto Raptors. Kings are the better team. They're at home. I think they blow out Toronto. I'll lay the 11.5 with Sacramento. All right, let's get to model making money now. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us here on Send It In. Lucy, always great to see you. What are the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Great to see you, PJ. 5-star play for today is in the NBA. It is Kings minus 10.5 against the Raptors. The Kings have covered in 3 of their last 4 games, and the Raptors are 0-3 straight up on the road this year, while the Raptors are 29th in the NBA in three-point rate and 22nd in three-point percentage. So the BetQL model sees Kings minus 10.5 as a 5-star play today.
All right, very good. Lucy, big game tonight in Boston. We got the Warriors in town taking on the Celtics. The Seas are favored by 6.5. Celtics covering the spread tonight?
Seas all day, PJ. Seas minus 6.5 against the Warriors. Revenge game, first of all. Steve Kerr revenge game. I don't know if people outside of Boston see this as a revenge game, but Jason Tatum does. Jason Tatum does. I think Steve Kerr is downplaying this. And he's like, no, it's totally fine. No, Jason Tatum is going to use this as a chip on his shoulder. He was benched in the Olympics, of all things, for no reason. So he's going to come out swinging, definitely. And he's also averaging 30 points and 7.4 rebounds. And the Celtics have covered the spread in 8 of their last 9 games at TD Garden following a road win. And the Warriors have failed to cover the spread in 7 of their last 9 games as road underdogs against Atlantic Division opponents following a win. So it all lines up for the Celtics to, dare I say, blow out the Warriors, but cover minus 6.5.
I love it, Lucy. I love it. Great call. I didn't even think about that angle with Kerr going up against Jason Tatum, but I like that. I'm on the Celtics tonight as well. What about tomorrow night, Thursday night football? Great game between the Bengals and the Ravens. Anything that you like?
Yes. Well, I was going to say, well, this is why we're best friends, PJ, because we're both on the Celtics tonight, but I am taking the Bengals to cover plus 6.5. Not saying that the Ravens are going to lose, but I think the Bengals will keep this closer than maybe this number suggests. They covered this when they did face off in October when the Ravens won in overtime by 3 points. The Bengals are also 4-2 against the spread in their last 6 games, and the Ravens are allowing 7.4 yards per pass attempt. So I am comfortable taking the Bengals plus 6.5 here.
All right, I'm with you. I think the Bengals keep that game close as well. What about Lucy coming up this weekend? Anything in the NFL that you like on Sunday?
Yes, well, I'm continuing to take the Lions. Lions minus 3.5 against the Texans. 7-1 against the spread this season they are, while the Texans are 3-6 against the spread and failed to cover their last 2 spreads. The Lions are 7-0 against the spread in their last 7 road games, 6-0 against the spread in their last 6 games, 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 games against AFC opponents. So Lions to cover here.
All right, beautiful. Lions have been a machine this season, Lucy. Like you said, 7-1 ATS. We'll see if they can keep it rolling. Lucy, always great having you on. Good luck to you tonight, this week as well, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's get to PJ's plays here. To wrap up the show, couple of minutes left. We will start with the prop lock. We're going with Kevin Durant over 23.5 points tonight against the Miami Heat. Again, KD and Devin Booker have been really good. Suns are off to a great start this season. They're 6-1. KD has gone over 23.5 in 5 of his first 7 games this season. I know the Heat are a good defensive team. I just think 23.5 is too low. We'll go over points for KD tonight as our prop lock. Dog of the day is going to be the Spurs plus 6.5 against the Rockets. Again, I can't remember ever seeing a time in the NBA where we're 8 games into the season and teams have already seen each other 3 times. Very familiar with one another are the Rockets and the Spurs, with already seeing each other 2 times in the first 7 games of the year. Again, both games have been close. Rockets and the Spurs, both 2 games were decided by 3 points and 5 points. They play again tonight in Houston. I just think 6.5 is too much. I'll take the Spurs to keep it close. Broncos. And then my best bet is going to be in college football this week. We're taking the over 63.5 between Army and North Texas. North Texas is a dead over team. They throw the ball 50 times a game. They score over 40 points. They rack up a ton of yards, but they don't play a lick of defense. On the other side, Army's offense has been awesome this year. And I love in college football when we get these games where it's a run-heavy team like Army versus a pass-heavy team like North Texas. That mix usually means a lot of points. Again, the only caveat, like I talked about at the beginning of the show, just make sure that Bryson Daly, the quarterback for Army, is playing. He was out on Saturday against Air Force. As long as he's in, I like the over in this matchup between Army and North Texas. We'll go over 63.5. Once again, our favorite plays of the day. Kevin Durant, over 23.5 points tonight against the Heat. That is going to be our prop lock. Spurs, plus 6.5 against the Rockets. Think San Antonio keeps it close tonight against Houston. And my best bet, give me Army, North Texas, over 63.5 on Saturday. Should be a shootout. Expecting a lot of points. Thanks again to Michael Katz, Lucy Burge for joining us on the show today. Cole Thompson joins us tomorrow to look at Week 11 in college football. Good luck to you guys tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.